I have a very special guest with me here in studio, here in beautiful Collingwood, visiting us from Dufferin County. It's Neil Orford, who has an extensive amount of experience. Retired history teacher. He has won the 2015 Government of Canada History Award and has been featured on CBC's The National, TVO's The Agenda, many articles across Canada. We're so delighted to host Neil Orford here in our studio as founder of Can Hist, sharing with us some of his upcoming walking tours of Europe. Welcome, Neil. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you, Daniel. Great to be here.
Great to have you. Wow. Looking at your website, canhist.ca, canhist.ca, I just can't express my enthusiasm for what's coming up here. I mean, looking at the pictures of Hadrian's Wall, I'm just ready to take my hiking boots and sticks and get out there with you.
Great.
Tell us what's going on.
Well, I actually brought you a pair of walking sticks today, so if you want to hop in.
Perfect. Sign me up.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about this enchanting tour you have coming up in October this year, Northumbria to Normandy. Northumbria, of course, famous for its iconic castles, rolling hills, waterfalls, a beautiful pastoral landscape, the rock art, so much history to explore. You give it a Canadian connection. So tell us a little bit about what we can expect on a tour like this.
Well, Daniel, we're there for 15 days. We start actually for 15 days in Northumbria. We have this a tour planned to focus initially on Hadrian's Wall, which is, of course, the most iconic piece of all that glory that you just described in Northumbria. Yep. It's 73 miles long, and I have to tell everybody we're not going to walk all 73 miles. We have about 12 of the most iconic miles planned to walk along over the course of about 5 days. Yep. And we have some outstanding tour guides who will teach us the history as we walk. And, you know, we'll get a chance to stay in situ. You'll wake up in the morning actually looking out your window up at the wall.
Perfect.
And then just get a chance to, you know, experience 2,000 years of Britannic history, starting as far back as when the Romans built it.
And it's staggering when we think of the Roman Empire, 5 million square kilometers, just the incredible, expansive range of that empire in the high point, 2nd century. So you're including that. And tell us, from grabbing the airplane, getting up there, what is covered? What can a visitor expect when they join you on a tour like this?
Just about everything is covered. We'll count on you to get your own walking sticks and your hiking boots with some really good ankle support, which is very important.
Yes.
And we're going to, we're going to meet you as soon as you get off the plane at Manchester Airport.
Okay.
And then shuttle you virtually for the next 15 days as far as you need to go, all the way through to Paris. We'll finish the tour in Paris.
A romantic trip right there.
You know, it's October, Daniel, and October, I think, is the most part of the most romantic season to travel
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely.
It's a little bit crisp in the morning, certainly crisp in the evening. Yep. And of course, at that time of year in Northumbria, particularly, you look up at the sky in the evening and it is just the wealth of stars and the constellations. Mm. So it's a remarkable time of year to be there.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the extra shoes. Every time I travel to Europe, I always throw in an extra pair. So much walking required.
That's a good idea.
Highlights of this exciting 15-day tour. Of course, you mentioned Hadrian's Wall.
Yeah.
Beautiful pictures on the website, canhist.ca. Tell us some of the other highlights of the trip.
Well, the wall, of course, is the feature that we begin with. But I think on our final day, we'll be at the Vindolanda National Trust site, which is a 50-year ongoing excavation of a Roman fort. And it's astounding to see the work that's been going on for 50 years there.
Mm.
And the excavations have uncovered just an incredible bevy of treasures around Roman daily life.
Yep.
So that's important. We'll be in the city of York. We're heading to York, which is just the most walkable city in England. Glorious to have a couple of days to walk around there. If you're a fan of Bram Stoker's Dracula, we'll be heading up to Whitby to see the Abbey ruins there, where
Perfect.
Bram Stoker was inspired.
Yep.
Across the North Sea on an overnight ferry, and then a week in Normandy, punctuated really by a trip that I think every Canadian should do, which is to get to the Juno Beach Center.
That's my next question.
Yeah.
Yes, how do you incorporate, of course, the 150,000 Allied troops on D-Day? It sounds like that's also going to be an important part of your trip.
Oh, it really is. We have just a little under 10,000 Canadian veterans left alive from the Second World War and the Korean War. The Juno Beach Center was built by veterans to tell the story of D-Day and the Battle of Normandy.
Yeah.
And to be able to stand, you know, 50 meters away from the beaches where the Canadians came ashore is just the most moving experience.
For sure.
It really is. And if you have a family member, if you have a connection directly to the Second World War, we find that our travelers who come with us are just so moved by being there.
Tell us, is it walking all the time? what else can people expect? Do they have a little flexibility? They can you know, take their own tangents on a trip like this.
Yes, we call it a walking trip, but I like to say it's sort of a pedestrian trip as much as anything. So we take it at a very gradual pace. We build in lots of optional excursions. So if, for instance, you've walked with us for 2 days and you've done some good hiking, you say, I just want to take a step back, no pun intended. Then we have an excursion you can take, which is a lot more gentle. Mm-hmm. But we build in those opportunities for all of our travelers. And we realize that sometimes it rains. It's not going to on this trip, but sometimes it rains.
I remember that doing my master's in London. Always bring an umbrella when you least expect it. Yes.
So we do need to have those fallbacks.
Terrific. Talk a little bit about the historians. Hadrian's Wall, such a monumental aspect of history. You have John Heckman, the tour historian, and Anna Gray.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about them and what we can expect from the historical insight.
Oh, I'm so excited to have John come with us. He'll be with us the entire 15 days, the entirety of the 15 days.
Oh, wow.
John is one of the United States authorities on the Civil War, but he's relocated to Canada. He's at Brock University now. And his experience with military history and being able to teach us about Roman military configurations, as well as leading into Normandy, of course, and dealing with the Canadian landings and the battles that they took to fight northwest towards Holland in 1944 and 45. John will be able to shape all of our memories that way, I think, beautifully. As far as the wall goes, we have Anna Gray, who is one of the foremost authorities on Hadrian's Wall history.
Yeah.
And she will be walking literally with us every day, in the footsteps along the wall, teaching us as we go. So we're just so excited to have them both.
It sounds like, well, you've done this before.
And, I have, yes.
it's a stunning trip. Bring your hiking boots and sticks. Check it out at canhist.ca, C-A-N-H-I-S-T. .ca. Check out the tour. It's so much power-packed history in there. An exciting overnight ferry trip also. You've covered so many bases, from history to just being able to capture the flavor of the area. So tell us a little bit more. Cost, registration, time left to sign up. Something like this will go quickly.
Thank you. Yes, we are booking fast. We have about 10 spots left. We'd love to have them filled by the end of February, because then our European partners, we work with a great travel agency here in Canada, Ellison Tours.
Yep.
And we want to be able to give our European partners lots of confirmations as soon as we possibly can. So we have about 10 spots left. So by the end of February would be ideal for us.
Yep.
The total cost for the package is $7,300, little more than $7,300.
Okay.
And that's based on twin occupancy. So if you and your spouse want to come along, or you and your best friend, that would be terrific. If you want a single room, of course, it's a little more expensive, but all of your accommodations are covered, your flights are covered, everything we've thought of as much as we can. We do a few meals, but we love to give you the chance to go and, you know, eat with the new friends you found on the,
perfect,
on the tour.
Perfect. Thank you, Neil. You've given us such a great overview of what we can expect on an amazing tour like this. Check it out, canhist.ca. Thank you so much for joining us here. And do you have a request of your own for our show?
Well, thank you, Daniel. My father was a World War II veteran, and he just loved the palm court music of Albert Cattelby.
Oh,
so Cattelby was his favorite.
We've got a great extensive Cattelby collection for you. How about the bank holiday?
Perfect.
Let's cue it up.